From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier this hour. It happened at the White House. His administration is prepared to present U.S. lawmakers with a plan to close the controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department is delivering a report today to Congress on how to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. A water crisis in India's capital will take up to 2 weeks to fix, according to authorities there Tuesday. Taps ran dry days after protesters sabotaged a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. The Jat caste groups called off their protests on Monday after the government in Haryana accepted their demands. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders to bring an end to a year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced a breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura.
I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government, ruling party or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue.
Mr. Ban's visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations among Nkurunziza and his opponents. Greece has filed a formal protest with Austria over its recent actions involving the migrant crisis. The Greek foreign ministry summoned the Austrian ambassador to Athens to express anger over Vienna's decision to limit the number of asylum applications, which could leave thousands of migrants stranded in Greece. Athens is also angry over not being invited to a meeting on Wednesday in Austria with several Balkan states, including Albania, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Slovenia, about the migrant crisis. An Egyptian court ordered Tuesday the release of an al-Qaeda chief, Ayman al-Zawahiri's brother, who is under investigation for calling for the creation of a terrorist group, according to an official. Mohammed al-Zawahiri, 64, was arrested in August 2013, a month after the army's ouster of the Islamist president, Mohammed Morsi, and at the height of a crackdown against his supporters. He and dozens of other defendants were accused of having formed a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda and plotting attacks on government installations, security forces, and Egypt's Christian minority, all charges which defense lawyers deny. A Swedish doctor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for abducting a woman and locking her in a homemade bunker for 6 days. In a unanimous verdict, a Stockholm court found 38-year-old Martin Trenenberg guilty of drugging and abducting the woman. The prosecutor said he had planned to hold the woman as his girlfriend in a specially constructed bunker behind his isolated home. Supporters of Apple and its objections to helping the FBI break into an iPhone used by a mass shooter are planning protests in more than 40 cities Tuesday, including at the FBI's headquarters in Washington. A digital rights group called Fight for the Future is organizing the events at Apple stores in places such as New York, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Hong Kong, and London. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.